This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's 10:04. Colorado conservatives celebrated Tuesday as Democrats' big tax proposal, Proposition HH, went down in flames. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Republicans have not won a statewide elected office in 7 years, but they've had better luck with ballot initiatives, whether they're passing their own tax cuts or shooting down Democratic proposals. On Tuesday, conservatives celebrated the defeat of Proposition HH, opposition campaign leader Michael Fields.
And voters saw straight through it. They weren't buying it at all. This is going down by a huge, huge margin.
Democrats had advertised the measure as a way for Coloradans to save money on property taxes, but in the long run, it also would have reduced Tabor refunds and spent that money on public education instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in the Aurora mayor's race, incumbent Mike Kaufman declared victory last night with more than 56% of the vote. Kaufman told Denverite he is likely to revisit a controversial reform to Aurora's government.
The signatures are still good. There has to be a court intervention to change the date from 2023 to 2025, but that's something that probably will reconsider in early 2025.
Those reforms would give more power to the Aurora mayor's office. Colorado shocked the women's college basketball world this week. The Buffs beat defending champion LSU Tigers 92-78. It was the first time a number one ranked team lost its season opener in nearly 30 years. 20th ranked Colorado hosts Lemoyne in Boulder today. Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's On Point.